I'd rather something that's 10 seconds and better.
Okay, all right.
Okay. What's 10 seconds and better than the 2 hours we just recorded?
This next 10
No,
seconds.
this isn't a riddle. This isn't like a like a
Oh.
Einstein's riddle. Like the Swedish guy lives in the greenhouse and smokes.
Right.
Yeah, we're not doing that. What I'm saying is, I think we've already gone over our 10 seconds.
Yeah, we have.
Hello and welcome to episode 511 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You were sipping coffee and
No.
that was the no?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
Already had
All
my
right.
coffee. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? I ask every week. I hope it's something good this week. Pumpkin patch?
No, we haven't done that, nor I think my kids have outgrown the pumpkin patch, sadly. Actually,
Yeah.
my daughter was in Vernon visiting her grandparents. She did her first kind of road trip on her own with her aunt this past weekend for Thanksgiving. The rest of us
Foam
were
party.
Yeah. So she they did a trip to the pumpkin patch with grandma and grandpa. So she had
Okay.
one. I feel
She's
like
the oldest, isn't she, of the cousins?
Yes, she's also the most likely to celebrate things like the pumpkin patch. Like
Okay.
Jack would be a Debbie Downer when it comes to that kind of outing now. So Sarah's much more open to this sort of thing, especially if it's going, you know, she went with her cousins and her grandparents. So I think for her that was good.
Plus, she also kind of has a little bit of the looking after her cousins, even though they don't need looking at. They're older now, but my daughter does sort of the same move. Like, she likes when the younger kids come out. She sort of takes the big sister role.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I can see your daughter doing that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So
So
she
are
did
you gonna
it.
do pumpkins? What does that mean?
No.
Are you,
Well, I mean, probably just get a pumpkin from somewhere because like to carve a pumpkin for Halloween. That's still part of the family tradition, I think. I think we've
Do you
always
like
done that.
carving a pumpkin, or do you like having a pumpkin out front of your house?
I think I used to like the carving part more than I do now. I used to get
Yeah.
pretty elaborate with the carving, and now I look for the simple.
Yeah. That's the same here. I'm like, oh, I gotta scoop the guts out again.
Yeah, that's not my favorite part.
Not my favorite part at all.
Yeah, at one point I was like, you know, getting out like the drill and stuff, and I was, you know, doing all kinds of fancy carving work, but no, now I'm, you know, two triangle eyes, a nose, and the crooked mouth, the
Yeah,
end.
move on.
Yeah.
I embraced that from the beginning. I was like, should I get my Dremel tool out and do some? Nope. No, I shouldn't. Let's not do that. You're not keeping this thing. So
Yeah.
yeah, I've not been crazy about the pumpkins either. All right, so no pumpkin patch in Vancouver. What else is going on? No, normally this has been hockey would be starting right now.
Yeah, for the NHL, you mean, for
Yeah.
the
Right.
yeah, who knows? I don't even know. I haven't stayed up on it because the season just ended. So I don't know. Are they starting in December? Or are they starting January? I don't know. Someone could tell me. I haven't really pursued that. I know that there's lots of off-season moves going on. I know that the MLB postseason's on because I was watching a bit of that yesterday.
Right. It's
But
only gonna
yeah.
be good if the Dodgers face the Astros, and we're not sure that's gonna happen.
No, it's not looking good for that. Yeah.
They should have a bronze medal game series for that.
Yeah,
just
play
just for the beanballs.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of the game yesterday, and that got out of control, and the Dodgers scored like 15 runs in the first 3 innings or something ridiculous, and then it's like, all right, I guess there's no point in watching anymore. So
Right.
I think the final was something to that effect, 15 something.
All right, good times.
Yeah, but they set a record for home runs, for franchise home runs in the first 3 innings for a postseason
Oh, really?
game. I think they had 5 home runs in the first 3 innings, but that was already the record for 9-inning games. So, yeah, they were lighting it up pretty good. But yeah, no, nothing that exciting here except for it's gotten cold. So
Yeah,
there's
same.
that. Yeah, so it just feels like, all right, I guess that beautiful sunshine we were getting about, you know, 2, 3 weeks ago and 25 degrees weather is now time to turn your heat on because it's like, you know, 8 or 9 degrees in the morning.
Well, we're getting 0 in the morning and then 8 in the afternoon. So I feel you. Here's what I think we talk about this every year, but when you were a kid, wasn't there a gradual easing into the cold weather? Or did, like, now I just feel like the switch is flipped. Oh, now it's winter.
Yeah, that's what it feels like here for sure. I agree with you. I think that it was more gradual, or at least my memory of it was, but yeah. It got real cold real quick. So who knows what will happen from here. Haven't had a ton of rain, which for this time of year, I guess that's the positive takeaway. Mostly just cold.
Just to go back to the NHL real quick, I think I've solved their problem for this season.
Okay.
Is Bettman still the commissioner? I'll talk to Bettman.
I think so.
He's not still the commissioner, isn't he? I thought it was some young dude.
I have no idea.
Yeah, whatever. I'll call the young dude. Every game should be outdoor classic this year.
Yeah, that would fit the pandemic.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and then people could actually probably watch.
At least you could do a half capacity at that point.
Yeah, sure you could at the outdoor venue.
Just do it, guys. Outdoor. You can just play it. It just doesn't even have to be like a 60,000 seater. It could just be, you know, you could just make outdoor rinks. You'd have to play all the games in Minnesota, I assume.
Yeah.
But still, that's the way to do it. Sure. All right.
Great. Good idea. Yeah, you're full of good ideas.
Going to be cold, and you'll need a toque or something like that. So if you need a toque, buy it on Amazon.
Sure.
Click through our site. Help us out. I did a fair amount of that this week.
Okay.
The Amazon.
Amazon buying? What'd you buy?
About a few things. You know what I bought you? I'm going to suggest to you. I don't know what you do. What do you do for your computer desk? You just have your desk, mouse pad. What do you got going on there?
I have an old school desk that I think I got when I was in university when I first moved to Vancouver. Just a small kind of like square wooden desk that has like a tray. That's it. That's all it is. Okay. And that houses my computer. The tray's got my keyboard. The end. I would like an upgrade for sure. I would definitely. It's been something that I've been kind of perusing on Amazon, sort of here and there. I just kind of look to see what's out there because I'd like something that's a little bit more modern looking, maybe a little bit smaller. Because I don't like really all I have on the top of my desk is my computer monitor, which only needs about, you know, I don't know, like a desk that's like a foot long would be fine. But so I'd like something a little more sleek than what I've got this. Old, just basic piece of wood.
I will actually make you one custom, but the shipping is going to be expensive.
Yeah, $8 million.
That'll be on you. The shipping will be on you, but it'll be custom built.
Okay.
Maybe just get something on Amazon. Probably your better bet. But what I did buy, and I'm going to suggest to you when you do get your new desk, especially, I bought one of those, what's faux leather, but like leather sort of desk pads.
Desk pads.
Like I don't know how to describe it. It's like a mouse pad, but it is this long. I don't know how long that is. 30, 40, 60, I don't know. 50 centimeters?
Okay, what's the point of 80. This desk pad?
Well, you put it's a giant mouse pad, but it's also, you've seen them, like the accountants have them. I don't know.
I don't know. I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'll have to send a photo. It's like your keyboard sits on it. It's just a leather pad for on your desk it's like a throw rug, but for your desk.
Why? Why do we need a throw rug for our desk?
Never mind. I don't know. I love it. I'm telling you, because right now it is. First of all, you don't need a mouse pad. It is a giant mouse pad, and then like, you have an iMac 27 inch, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a lot of real estate to cover. You need a big area. This can work. This works great for that.
Okay.
Okay. Spoiler alert. I bought a 27 inch iMac this week.
Oh.
Not on Amazon though. That wasn't part of the Amazon thing. But I did buy one. I couldn't. They didn't have the latest model on Amazon Germany. Anyways. So.
Okay.
I bought it from Apple, and it was supposed to show up November the 3rd because I had to order the special English. Not the special English one, but it comes with a German keyboard, right? And so I wanted the English one with the track, like the numbers on the side, because I use it for editing, etc. And so I had to order that extra, and it said, oh, well, great. Instead of tomorrow, it'll be 4 weeks. And I was like, oh, fine. And then all of a sudden it showed up, like the next day. Don't know why. Yeah. But that's a machine. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, what are you doing with it so far?
Just buying stuff on Amazon. No, no, I've been editing photos and a couple little quick sample video editing things because I want to see how fast it exports a video, and it goes very, very, very fast.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but it's just such an upgrade from the monitors I've used in the past. It's my first desktop I've used, like my first own desktop since probably mid-2007.
Okay.
It's the first new computer I've owned since just before that, 2005, maybe. No, that's not true. 2008. And yeah, so like my last desktop I bought in 1999.
Nice.
Yeah, and G4 dual 450.
Did you buy the version that you can upgrade the RAM yourself that just has like the little compartment that pops open and you plug it, yes, plug and play? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you buy the upgraded RAM on Amazon?
Not yet. That's coming. I want to see how this performed without it, and obviously I wanted to see how much I want to add.
Right.
Because it's not that expensive. I mean, it's not like it's free. It's going to cost me like $100 or something like that. But compared to what things used to cost years ago,
or even what it costs through Apple, like the RAM through Apple's is very expensive.
Oh yeah, don't do it. Same with the hard drives. Like I ended up buying the middle version for a couple of different reasons, but I didn't, you know, like. So one of the other things I bought on Amazon was an external SSD drive to hold all my video and stuff like that. It plugs in via the Lightning and basically just sits behind, like you don't even see it, just sits in behind the monitor.
Yeah, I did the same. Yeah.
Oh my God. And that was about $100. Like they're ridiculous for a terabyte.
Yeah. Very, very inexpensive. Yeah.
Yeah. And fast. Like I copied a bunch of files over immediately and it's like, all right, just did 100 gig in like, you know, whatever that was, a minute. Like that's, it's a massive jump up. My last computer was my laptop that I was using, and I would plug it into a monitor, and so like on my desk would just be cluttered, right? Like the, you know, different plugs going here and here and here. And I've always wanted sort of just the one plug, which is what the iMac is, and I get to, it's a beautiful machine. I think you can probably get more computing power for less money, but this thing is like the Ferrari of computers.
And it's simple. It's very, very simple. Makes life easy. I agree. I love it. I feel like, I don't know when I got mine, May, April, whatever it was. I've had mine for a little more than a year.
Right.
I think. Whenever it came out, Brent, it was like I got it pretty hot off the press when they came out with the new iMacs, and I can't remember exactly when that was, but it was, what are we now? No, not quite a year ago, right?
So time does not exist.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, now unfortunately the way it always works is that you just acclimatize to what you have. So I feel like, you know, for me, it's just regular now. So I'm excited to hear your excitement because it reminds me of how awesome this thing is. But like when you buy a 55 inch TV for the first week, you're like, this thing's huge. And then fast forward 2 months later and you're just like, all right, I could do a bigger TV, I guess.
Where's the 56 inch? Yeah.
Yeah. It just, everything's like that. And so this monitor is amazing and it was humongous because I sit, you know, close to it like a regular computer, but it's so big. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing ever. Now it's just normal. And the resolution.
You have to turn your head to go like, oh, look at the top left corner. Yeah, that's like, oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. And the resolution, like if you ever watch like, not that I do it very often, but if you watch like a video or something on there in a very high definition format, it's amazing. But again, how often do I do that? Not really.
No. I'm not gonna turn this into a home theater. It's mostly a work thing. But I was getting to the point where like my computer was lagging and it was just taking so long to perform, you know, like if I was exporting a bunch of pictures or anything to do with my job, it was just costing me time. And I was like, all right, well, it's time. Might as well go now. I talked to Marquardt a little bit about it. And of course, he's Joey Upsell, right? Because I was like, oh yeah, I'm thinking about getting this. Like I asked him a very specific question about the monitor, like the different glass, because you can get that special glass, the no glare glass on it. And I was basically asking him specifically about that. I had the model picked out. Do I want to spend the extra $600 on that no glare glass? I did not. I went without it. I don't think I need it. It looks great as it is. So anyway, so he, you know, I was asking him about that. And he's like, oh, wow, yeah, but you can get the iMac Pro. And then listed like a list price of like 7,000 euros. And I was like, yeah, this one over here starts with a 2. So I'm going to do that. But of course, he's what's referred to in the business as one of the dual income, no kids.
Right.
Right. So he's got the, you know, where is he spending that money? So that's why he goes for the you know, the best, which I would like to have, obviously, but I'm not sure I need it. Like, this thing is, computers are so amazing these days that I, which is why the other thing, you know, people are saying like, oh, well, hold off because, you know, Apple's scheduled to release their own, their new iMac refresh soon. Like this one just came out a couple of months ago. Like they took your model and refreshed it with a couple of minor specs that you and I'll never notice.
Right.
And then released it. And then now they're saying, oh no, they got a new refresh coming. They're doing their own chips.
Right.
They're losing Intel. They're going to do their own stuff. So hold on until then. Yeah. But what about all the work I have to do between now and then?
Right.
Like and honestly at this, it's not like these are cheap, you know, free, but if you roll it back and compare it to what a CD player cost in the late 80s, it's way cheaper than that. So I didn't hesitate. I was like, you know what? This is what I want. I'm getting it. Blammo. Love the thing.
Okay.
So far, so good. So, and speaking of that though, did you see the announcement of the new iPhones?
No.
Oh yeah, we're out of business. All photographers can just quit.
Yeah, they're that good.
They. I mean, the last ones, the iPhone 11 looked awesome, but the new computational photography about what they're doing with both the hardware and the software is out of this world. Now the price on the phone is not cheap. I think it like what does it start at? It starts at like $1,400 or something like that.
Okay.
So it's not cheap, but it is amazing looking, like the video and the photos and whatnot. So this will be the last episode, I guess, of the Two Hosers Photo Show.
Okay, then it'll be the Two Hosers phone show.
Yep, exactly what it'll be. I'm not getting, yeah. and maybe if our listeners buy us one, but I'm not dropping that kind of money on a phone. I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah.
So I hear you. There is that. All right. Reminder: monthly challenge is surprise me. That's for October. Put that on Instagram. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will check that out at the end of the month, beginning of next month, really. I'm gonna for anyone. We had a few people try to sneak their image in at the end of last month, mm-hmm. and said, "Oh, I thought you guys were recording on Friday," which was October 2nd anyways, so still late. But if anyone's keeping track, we generally record on Thursday morning Pacific time. So govern yourself accordingly when it comes down to that deadline.
Okay.
Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I shoot anything? No, I did not. Also, just a heads up for all those people who are just rapidly kind of going to my website right now. I haven't renewed it. So I don't know. I forgot. I got an email, like one email about, this is the adamschwartz.ca website. Uh-huh. One email from the provider, you know, you have to kind of subscribe to like a web builder or whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. so I hadn't renewed it. So then I just thought, oh, that was like a month ago. And I never got another email, and then I just typed it in, and it came up as like site unavailable. I still own the domain name or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, then I thought like, I don't know, do I need a website anymore? So I'm throwing that out as a question, because why? Like it gets hits, which are probably mostly bots, right? That are checking it out. But yeah. I haven't updated it in forever. And then I thought, why again do I have a website showing my photos? Isn't that what we're doing here?
Yes, I agree. I it's funny you mentioned that, because at the end of the show, when I have the notes where I say, hey, call out the websites, I wrote down, I need to update mine to something. anything. And so I want to hang on to the domain name, of course, because of all the other Allen Attridges who have been trying to get that domain name. one of them's Alan Alda, which is weird. I'm like, no, just we spell it different. I run that and the two, everything I run, I host out of the same package. So hosting it doesn't really cost me anything. Like, I have to host the two hosers and that's what I pay for. And then the rest is just, I can host a bunch of other sites on that.
Sure.
In fact, I could probably host yours on there for zero too. What I'm going to do is just, I think I'm just going to basically put up a home page, basically saying, hey, what do I need a website for? Like, go check me out on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's more dynamic. Those photos are updated more often. I think that's the idea of like you know how I can tell that an email is spam? It's an email.
Right.
So that's the same with websites. It's like, all right, you need a website or can you just be Instagram? That's probably better to do that. Hey, follow me on the gram.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you still want to have a domain. I still want to have my email address at alanatridge.com. I still want to have all that, which doesn't really cost any money very much anyways. So I would suggest that maybe you and I talk off the air and we'll figure out how to port your domain over and I'll just host like a JPEG or something like that. Just one page that says who you are and where to find you on Instagram or something.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We'll talk. But yeah, I think my website, I think I'm going to let it die.
Well, no, I'm telling you how to save it.
No. But in its previous form. Yeah.
Oh no, you're not doing that. You don't got. I'm in fact, I'm pulling mine. I'm just going to have, like I said, one photo with all the info you need, my email, and that's it. And where to find me on the social media, which is only Instagram, by the way. So, yeah, I think that's all you need nowadays.
Yeah, agreed.
And I'll only charge you like $50 a month for that too. So it's a good deal.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds
probably
great.
Half what you're paying.
Yeah.
If I can just double back on the, I told you I bought a lot of stuff on Amazon. One thing I wanted to add, I bought another pair of the special compression running socks.
Okay.
You ever do running? You ever go running?
Not really.
No. Okay. I've been doing a lot of it. I'm not a fan because I like swimming, but since COVID messed everything up, I've been running a lot every day, which I'm starting to like it now. But here's the key: if you are gonna run, I can't believe that I'm gonna give this advice. You got to buy these socks. It is a night and day difference. No more blisters, no more rubbing, nothing. Like, that's always, to me, is the worst when you're like halfway out. You're like, oh no, I'm getting a little bit of rubbing here. Never get a blister ever again with these socks.
Okay.
They're $20. $20 for a pair of socks is steep. Best money I ever spent. Like, if you told me a year ago or whenever I bought my first pair a year ago, whatever it was. And I was like, why would you pay more than $1 for a pair of socks? That's crazy. Worth every penny.
Is there a specific brand that you're going to promote here?
I happen to have ones that are made by a company called CEP or CEP or something like that. I don't know how they pronounce it. But those are the ones I wear. That's just, and I bought them again because I know the size. That's all. Yeah. So there you go. Check them out. All right. Did I shoot? Yes, I did. I shot part two of the church confirmation thing. I shot last week one part, and this week was part two, which we'll get a little bit more into at the end of the show and the topic. But since this was part two, because normally it would all be on the same day, but because of the corona, they had to split them and have the church be half empty or half full, however you look at it, and so. This was the second time through. Way smoother, far, far, far more organized. And I organized on their end, but I also knew what to expect, like where to be. Like, I knew exactly how the ceremony was going to go and what the kids were going to do and where they would be. And then afterwards, the families knew what to expect from the group photos. So that went, like, honestly, it went from an hour down to about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So that was exciting. They had it all worked out ahead of time, but the other thing was I brought way less equipment in. Like last time I brought, I was like, I do not know what to expect here. I don't want to, you know, this is like a once in a lifetime event for these people. I don't want to mess this up. So like I had like redundancies everywhere. So I brought four camera bodies with me into the church that day. I jammed them all into one bag. I was ready to go just in case. I ended up using three, but I really only needed to use two. And okay. So this time I only brought two. Two bodies, the 5D 3 and the 5D Classic. Each had a prime on it. One had an 85, one had a 50, because the light in the church, it's reasonable inside, but you're not using a flash. And so, you know, at 1600, you're still shooting at like, you know, an f2.8 at around 1/100, something like that. Okay. And so you want to get nice sharp photos. So you really got to go with the prime lenses. And then as soon as we switched to the outside, because they come outside, do a little parade and photos. Just before that, I popped the 24-105 on the Mark III, and that's what I shot with the rest of the way. So way smoother. We should always do a dress rehearsal for everything that you shoot. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't sound practical.
No, it doesn't. A lot, it's a bit time intensive. But yeah. So forget I said that.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge. Other than that, I didn't shoot any personal photos again this week.
Yeah, me either. It's kind of a down week.
Do you see it on the horizon?
Did I shoot photos last time? I feel like I did.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know. We're not doing a whole lot of exciting things, so I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to say that I'm going to be shooting tons of interesting photos upcoming, but we'll see.
You shot a black and white image of your daughter, but that was kind of like leading into the photo shoot, so it wasn't really like you did something else. Let's see, the last one you did shoot.
I did some baseball stuff, but I don't think I ever posted anything.
You never posted that, no?
Yeah, I'm a bad person.
Well, definitely a bad podcast host. I'm trying to look for the last one that you shot that was just sort of on your own time.
And, I know.
We're going back. Like, it's not happening.
I did shoot some baseball stuff going back, but I didn't post any. So there was that, but yeah, no, I could just be making that up. So
yeah,
you're right. Yeah, it's been dry on the just for fun photos for me, for sure.
I have on my computer, I have the last, like, up episode 501 on till now, and you have not a single fun photo that you've done for yourself in there. Not a one.
Wow, you're making me feel bad now.
Yeah. Well, you finally got around to posting those Craigslist things that we were going to sell. Remember I told you I shot a whole bunch of stuff that we're trying to sell on Craigslist? Okay.
Yeah.
I shot it just before we went on holidays, and then we didn't want to post it then, obviously. And so we never got around to it. Finally did it. But I shot a whole bunch of stuff, like, you know, like our old stroller, old bike, stuff like that. Shot it all on a white background.
Yeah.
Like a seamless white. And the very first response today was they wanted to see, hey, can we see a photo of the real thing?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, it is the thing. I promise you it's the thing.
Yeah.
So.
Because it looks stock when you do it. I agree. Yeah. That was the same issue I was having. And I even got one time a thing from Craigslist saying you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to post the stock photos. And
right.
Yeah, it was like, well, that's the photo, just a white background. But yeah, I understand, because it is kind of how a lot of photography stock photos look, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
I didn't go full on, like, because when the full on stock, they go crazy hog wild with the white background. Like, it's really like really glowing and blown out. So I left it so it does look a little more realistic. However, it still looks, they look very good. And obviously, I'm me. But I think in the future I will hand draw, like with the Sharpie, on a piece of paper, basically that says like my husband is a photographer, and like have my wife hold that in the image or something like that, just to let people know that like this is the thing, this is really it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I thought that was kind of funny because they're like, hey, we're coming from far away, can we see the real thing? I'm like, that's exactly what you're gonna buy, okay. And if you buy that stroller, my husband will follow you around with a white background snapping photos of you. So that's the good news. So you're getting a deal at that.
Right.
So all of a sudden, $12,000 for a stroller is not so expensive. Yeah. So anyway, photo challenge this week was a one light umbrella. Now, I thought you were going to do the photo of your son doing the James Dean.
Yeah, he wanted no part of it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. He wanted no part
of it. One of the most iconic photos.
Yeah, you should tell him.
Oh my, I know our kids are somewhat jaded and don't really care because it's like you and your 55-inch TV. It's like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Of course my dad's a professional photographer with a studio in the house. Who cares? Isn't everybody?
Right. Yeah.
So I get it, but when I sent that to you, I was like, oh man, like your son's got the hair. He could do the hair up. He could put a black sweater on. It looked really cool. Like you could probably do that. He's old enough now. Is 11?
Yeah.
He's 11. He can handle that facial expression. And then just not interested.
Yeah, not interested at all. So I went with my daughter, who was very interested. Okay. Yeah. She loved your talk last week about, you know, the potential for her to do a podcast. So she was like, I'm into this. Let's do it. So I said, okay, well, let's use that as our sort of theme. We'll continue along the idea of you having your own podcast, and we'll just kind of like make a setup, like, you know, how you might set up and record. So we thought, you know, or at least your idea initially was, you know, going to a podcast about, you know, going to high school in the age of a pandemic. And so we kind of themed it that way. The name, I came up with the idea of Pandemic High. My wife said,
man, you know what she could do? She could have a big joint.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a giant bong.
Yeah, believe me, all these things did go through my mind. But my wife said, well, what about if she does do a podcast and then, you know, it goes hopefully past the point of us being in a pandemic, will you still have that name? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, it's all about name recognition. There's no reason that you couldn't call it that even after. Because I said, I mean, I haven't done a deep dive into high school podcasts, but I'm imagining there's a lot of them, like, that people do this sort of thing. They have their podcast about their high school experience or whatever. And so I thought, oh, you got to be able to distinguish it from other high school podcasts. So anyways, I thought Pandemic
High. She might be at the age of like, it has to be a YouTube video, maybe. Like, I hope it doesn't.
I have no clue. I have no idea.
But maybe she could, like, part of what I've, again, I never did went to school past grade six because why bother? But the part of what I learned is basically positioning yourself in the marketplace. So there are a million YouTubers. If she could actually, I bet you there's not that many actual audio podcasters. So first of all, is it Pandemic High or is it called Poddemic?
I don't know.
Okay, you like Pandemic High better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's got to be a school part in there to get away from the creeps who are going to show up for some marijuana pandemic talk.
Maybe.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we'll talk about that off the air. That's fine. The rest of it. But you're right about the branding. And I was very clear, like, at the very, very beginning, not that I ever thought this would happen, but I did take into account almost 10 years ago how to future-proof the Two Hosers podcast. Okay. Because it's not called the Two Hosers podcast, is it?
No.
It's the show.
Show.
And I've given advice to other people who started podcasts, and they wanted to call it the podcast. And I said, no, call it the blank blank show, because if you ever do, you go and do it on video, or you sell it to a TV or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's universal. You maintain that branding across multi platforms.
Sure.
So we're going to work, because it's a good start. Pandemic High is a very good start. I think we have to tweak it a little bit.
Working title.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So her and I, we'll discuss this. I'll talk with her and we'll figure out what we can do and get this up and running. Cause I want to hear this too, as well. I also probably going to end up being the editor on this. So, and sound mixer, but Okay, so take us through your photo then.
So just a one light photo, set her up with a laptop and microphone and headphones and the mask. So the, you know, the whatever they're called, mask. Is it just called a mask? Uh-huh.
Moon shoots. Okay.
Yeah. And that's it. Just kind of try to pick a neutral background. She's sitting at the table, one light camera right, and just kind of feathered across. And it gives you that, you know, a little bit of shadow on one side of her face, just a little bit. I wanted it to be kind of like a pretty evenly lit photo, which I think it is. And the funny thing is, and then I just added a little bit of text and a maple leaf. And then in real time, like literally 30 seconds ago, I just realized that somehow when I was doing this, right before the podcast, I somehow copied the maple leaf twice. And so it's right in the middle of the frame, like just complete accident. It blends in so much to me that I didn't even notice it was there until we're talking. So that's
it hurts my teeth.
It's just an accident. I will take it away because she will be mad that if we post that version that she'll be like, well, why the heck is there a maple leaf in the middle of the screen? So
okay.
Yeah, just an accident. So I apologize. I'll put a revised version in the. So don't make comment on that. That should not be there.
No, you have to post this one now.
Okay. Well, I can post both, but please, for the sake of her,
right?
Don't post. Well,
no. I would like to scar her. That's what I want to do. Emotionally scar your daughter.
Yeah. So just an accident. I can't even believe I must have looked at this photo for at least 5 minutes and not noticed that I did that.
Okay. My first technical question was, hey, why the two maple leaves? That was going to be it. So now we got that sorted out.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. This is fine. I think if we're going to use this for marketing, we're going to need something with a cleaner background and a better depth of field.
Okay. And the depth of field was just, hey, where's the blank space? And I'm not moving a bunch of big furniture like that.
Yeah.
That sort of thing in behind her is big and heavy. And facing the other way, there's way more clutter. And I didn't want to do it upstairs in my room at my kind of workspace. Anyway, so this was under the gun, the simplest background. But I agree with you. I could just cut that out too. I could just cut out that background.
We're going to talk again off the air about what we're going to shoot for the actual marketing photo for the art.
Okay.
That's going to be good. I have something really great in mind. Hopefully it's going to jive with what's possible on your end.
Sure.
All right. This picture is reasonably just fine. I'm more disappointed in your son.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for him.
Okay. So that's what I tried to do. I was like anticipating you doing that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the exact same thing and try to shoot a similar version of that iconic photo. And so we can start with the two black and whites that are the backups, or do you want to do the actual one first?
Surprise me.
Okay. So we'll get my out of the way, my actual challenge photo, which is the color photo with the drumsticks.
Okay.
All right. So my son wants to be a drummer. He is so excited. He's taken drum classes, and for like day two, you have to buy your own drumsticks. So he just loves the fact he's got his own drumsticks that he's banging on stuff all over the place. And then we ended up getting him. We're looking to buy him a drum kit actually, but in the meantime, my wife had one. She knew somebody who had one that would loan it to us. So we now have a drum set in our basement.
Okay.
It's not quiet.
No, I wouldn't imagine it to be.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it. Like I said before, I have a table saw. Who am I complaining? You know, come on. So, sure. So he loves it. And so I said, all right, well, let's go down there. We'll shoot for the James Dean photo, which we'll talk about in a second. And then that didn't work out. And so we'll grab your drumsticks and let's get something. So this is what he thought a drummer would do for a photo.
Sure. Why wouldn't a drummer do that?
What, look super morose and crosses drumsticks for no reason?
Yeah.
I don't think that's even how you hold drumsticks.
No, but it's super bad, like bad to the bone.
It is bad to the bone, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a tortured drummer.
His hair's coming in nicely. He's getting the hair, drummer hair. We've watched some YouTube videos of bands that I would like him to emulate. Any idea who would be the number one band? Like, if your son was expressing interest in being a rock star, who would you emulate?
NSYNC.
We actually like 98 Degrees a lot, but yeah.
All right. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block. Am I getting close? Am I getting close?
No. Nope.
Rush.
Not bad, but Neil Peart had like 147-piece drum kit, so that's some advanced stuff.
Okay. All right.
The answer is Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl. Specifically Dave Grohl.
Sure.
I don't think there's a cooler rock star than Dave Grohl.
Okay. I think he's pretty cool. Yeah.
He was the drummer for Nirvana. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then that ended. And then which is like the nicest way to say it. And then he started his own band, Foo Fighters, recorded that whole album, that first album, the Foo Fighters album. I think it's self-titled, which I have on CD somewhere. Played all the instruments himself on the album, and then had to find a band to go out and actually tour because he can't do that in real time.
Right.
Yeah. So he's pretty much awesome. So my son said, yeah, he's got great hair, but I don't want my hair quite that long. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at rockstar wise. Anyway, so here he is, being a drummer, which I think we have to work on his metal face.
Yeah.
But the lighting is very simple. I had imagined this to be in black and white, but then ended up with the colors were so nice with his blue shirt, and like the skin tones were excellent without messing around. This is the 85 or 50 mil. Sorry. We both shot with the 50 mil this week, ironically, or just coincidentally, probably a better word. I positioned the umbrella to sort of shoot behind him so that it lit up part of the white background. I was kind of wish I had flagged the top of the umbrella a bit to just sort of create like a better gradient on the background.
Okay.
Which shouldn't have been too difficult to do. Was just, you kind of just throw a little bit of a tarp, a little bit of black thing over the top of the umbrella. And that would have still kept the nice soft light on his face, but then sort of created a slash on the background. But as you full well know, you know, your time window with kids in the studio is like 8 seconds before they're bored.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really have time to craft that while lunch was waiting upstairs for him. So I would do that next time. But generally, like when we shoot these, we tend to feather it in front of the subject. So at like all that other light is wasted, but just kind of throws off on the floor in front. You don't see it. But since we're doing a one light, I used it to light that background. Which I didn't want to be white. I wanted it to be that kind of gray gradient, but that's a very easy way to get the best of both worlds there.
Okay.
All right. And then I thought I was going to do James Dean sort of style, iconic photos. And so I shot a couple in black and white, one of my son, one of my daughter. And what would you say is the common theme of both of these ones?
Common theme.
I'll give you a hint.
They don't
kids
smile.
Are uncool. They're uncool.
They don't smile.
Well, I didn't want them to smile because, you know, James Dean, he was a moody fella. And, you know, so I was like, all right, well, I want you to look cool, you know? And this is what they thought cool looked like. So, all right, William Miller, we're uncool.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I think that they're cool in their own unique way.
Yeah. Well, great. They look mopey, and my kids are not mopey. That's the thing.
They're mopey, and then the lighting is grim. So yeah, the lighting certainly makes it more mopey for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I even showed them the James Dean picture ahead of time. And they're like, yeah, I can't do that. So, all right, that's the photo challenge this week.
Great.
Topic. I want to ask you a question. So the topic this week is a question related to what happened with my confirmation photo shoot.
Okay.
Okay. So at first, like, I'll be honest, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Full disclosure, this started out as a rant because I was a race car in the red last night. Like, just my wife even, like, basically sent me to my room without dinner because I was so angry, and I was ready to come on here and rant about it. And then I thought, well, that's not going to get me anywhere, I don't think, besides some hilarious laughs. But it's not going to solve anything.
Okay.
So let me tell you, give you a quick background on this. So I was hired to shoot photos of this confirmation. We've talked about it a couple weeks now. Shoot in the church and then some group photos after. Now, I was hired, most of the people that are getting their pictures taken, their kids photos, most of them know me, like maybe three out of the 12 don't, but one lady who does know me, she was handling all the logistics, and she was my go-to person. I wasn't dealing with 12 people. So basically what I said was, I gave them a price. I said, here, pay me by the hour, however many hours you want me to come out. You pay me by this, like all of you. I'll just shoot all of the photos of all your kids, and then you just pay, and then I'll just give you the photos. Now, none of this, it's very common to do the piecemeal thing here, where you charge a small hourly rate, and then you charge like $15 a photo and that kind of thing. I cannot stand that. For two reasons. One, as a client, I don't like having to think about, oh, do I really want grandma to get a picture? It's $15. I don't like that. But I also, as a vendor, I don't like to have to deal with that. You know, I want this job to be done now. Like, I've delivered them, walk away.
Right.
So that's the plan. Here you go. Here's your price. Fine. You guys get all the photos. Now, how to deliver those photos? This is surprisingly complicated.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be. I don't think, like, if you were the client, Adam, I don't think it would be that complicated.
No.
Okay. So, first of all, they'd said, hey, what about, you know, can CDs? It's like, I don't know what a CD is. I'm not sure. I blocked that from my memory. So they wanted, like, what about DVDs? Can you deliver it on DVDs? No. Could you burn a DVD? If, like, right now, go burn a DVD.
No,
could you do it?
No, I don't have a DVD drive. Yeah.
Or DVDs or.
Yeah. Any of that stuff. But I don't have a burner anymore because the new computers don't do it. So yeah, no, we're past that, I think. Though most of the world is. Yeah.
My 2005, I'll say, 12-inch PowerBook, not even a MacBook. My PowerBook still has a DVD burner in it upstairs in the attic that I will pull out if I absolutely need to, and I don't need to. I'm not doing it. So move on with your day. Okay, so that's out. What about a USB stick? Oh, everyone comes to my house and brings a USB stick. And I do that for, like, it's 12 different families.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. You know what else is out, surprisingly? Dropbox.
I still use that, yeah.
You hang with a better group of people, I think. Because, okay, they're not listening, right?
Who?
My clients?
I don't think so.
No. It's actually not my clients. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've had problems in the past before this job with Dropbox with clients, where I'll post them on there and then I'll send them a link and, like, hey, go ahead or go in this gallery and pick out what you want or all of them or whatever. And I'll do that. And then a year go by and obviously I've deleted them after, 2 weeks or something like that. I'll get an email the next year like, oh yeah, I went to look for them and they're gone. Yeah, you're supposed to download them. Was I supposed to host them forever and ever? Have you ever dealt with that?
I put a disclaimer when I send the link. I usually say, hey, just so you know, I'm hosting these photos and they will be available until, and then I put a date and then it's on them. And then you can go back to the email. If they send me, I'm like, I told you they will be hosted. And usually I leave them up past the date, but I'm not leaving them up for a year later. As soon as I'm past the date and I need that space, I take them down. So I usually, if I say 3 months, then I probably leave them up for 6.
Okay. This is why this is not a rant. This is why it's a legit question, because that seems obvious, but I don't know that I ever did that. I think I just assumed that people would, hey, why wouldn't you download them? Why would you rely on somebody else? Like, you know, like, just here, you hold my keys forever and I need to get in my house, I'll call you.
Yeah, I think it's because a lot of people don't understand still how that works. Like they just don't understand your limitations on space, and they figure once it's up there, it's up there forever. So, and it's right. just a lack of, I think, understanding versus anything else. So if you ask my mom about how those links work and whether or not, you know, if she can click on it today, she should theoretically be able to click on it 62 years from now. I think she would go with that.
Okay, fair enough. Now, that wasn't the only issue I had with Dropbox. I did have a number of, like, more than one person just basically say, yeah, I couldn't download those. You sent me the link, it wouldn't let me download them. And I'd be like, well, okay, that's weird, because you should be able to download them. And yeah, well, I think my hard drive's full. Okay. Well, I'm going to identify the problem, and it's not me. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how I could get around your hard drive being full aside from going and buying you a new hard drive.
Right. Yeah.
So that's on you. I need you to help that. But that was just causing me so much stress that I was like my wife is like, yeah, you just have to have people come over with memory sticks. I was like, I don't want to do that though. So Dropbox is out. But then what came along a couple years ago? WeTransfer.
Okay.
Have you ever used
this? I haven't used it, no.
It is excellent. Essentially what it is.
I should say that I've used it. Other people have sent me like videos or whatever via WeTransfer. So I've used it as far as a client side of things, but never as the provider. Yeah.
Okay. So I use the free version, which is great because it's a 2 gig limit. It's not often that I send things with a, you know, bigger than 2 gig. I mean, there's a bunch of other services out there. Apple has their own. But basically all you're doing is you're uploading it somewhere. It sends a link out to whomever you want, or you can copy the link if you want to do that way, but you can make it simple to your client and say, here's the link, download it. And once it's downloaded, it's on them. Like it stays up for a week and then that's it. It disappears, but they can't look at the images. They can just download what's there and now it's on them. And you don't have to worry about it. Like you don't have a maximum amount of space. You don't have to host anything. Once you send it, it's out of your hair. So I kind of like that. Okay, so that's what I'm going to go with. I said, all right, I'm going to go WeTransfer, blam. Okay, so I want to hear how you would do this based on the WeTransfer model. You shot 6 families on a Sunday, approximately 150 photos. The following Sunday, you shot 6 other families, around 200 photos. It just worked out that way on a separate day. What you did, and by you, I mean me, is you have all the photos in color in full resolution for printing. You also gave them to them in a small email version, which is relatively simple to do, a small email version, but you know that people like black and white, so you did those full and small in black and white as well. So each photo comes 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have what you need to have. How would you deliver those to those families?
I'd probably just do black and white and color and not bother with the small versions.
Okay, but forget that. Okay, what I'm saying is you have your final images.
Yeah, so I would just make a folder for each family. So you said how many total, 12?
Yes.
Yeah, I would just make 12 folders and then I would send them their own folder.
So you took 150 photos,
yep.
And you would go through and pick out which kids are for which family?
In a perfect world, yes, just because I am kind of one of those people who doesn't want the other people to have access to other people's kids. So when I did this for the school, right, like I did this last year for Sarah's school and their year-end graduation, so I had, you know, however many kids there were in that graduating class. And basically each teacher, I made a folder of there was however many classes of kids. I can't remember how many teachers were involved, but let's say 6. I just made one folder for each teacher's set of kids. So think of this as a parent. So, and then I sent them their photos and said, now it's on you. So that's
So you sent let's say it's grade 7 class with, you know, Miss Johnson. You sent all the kids in that class in one folder.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not separate families though.
No, but I had a similar number of classrooms that you have of families. And so now it all depends on, it's different because I it was very easy for me to keep track of who belonged to who and ahead of time. And so I had that thought going in, was like, how am I going to deliver this so that, you know, people or that teacher just has their own students. I wanted to make it simple for the teacher and for everyone else. So I don't know, again, in the scenario of how you took the photos, if it was reasonable to keep track of the families and so that you have family one, family two. So if you're shooting all of them out of order, then it becomes a lot more organizational work for you to then put all the photos of family A in a folder together. But it again, in a perfect world, that's how I would expect the easiest way.
Okay, but you're talking about your photos, like you took like posed photos of each kid.
Right.
Okay, but this is a situation where I took photo, like so six kids were having their confirmation, so six kids would be standing at the front of the plate at the thing.
At the same time.
I'd take a picture of all six kids.
Okay, so then I would organize it that way.
But then I would also take a picture of, like, say, kid A, but kid B would be in the background slightly out of focus, so maybe kid B's parent wants that one as well.
Sure.
So now I have to create two folders. I have to create that picture twice in folder A and folder B.
Right. So I'm saying, based on how you did it, the only real way to do this is to, you know, lay it out as confirmation A and confirmation B, put all the kids, and then just basically say, please, you know, download the photos of your child only. Like, I've had to do that when I take a big folder, for example, of like a hockey team, and I've got photos exactly like you're saying, of all different kids mixed in and kids in the background. I basically just say to them, now it's on them, that please, out of respect for others, please just download the photos of your child. And it's sad that it needs to be said, but it does need to be said.
Okay, and then, I thought it needed to be assumed. I was assumed. Now, so what I did was, here's what my initial thought was. Now, so we started out, we take a bunch of pictures in the church and then the parade, and then I do posed family photos at the end for like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Now, each family, so each iteration will be like one picture of the kid, and then with just the parents, and then with all the grandparents, like, and so we would kind of build up. So each kid had like five personal posed photos for each family.
Sure.
And so my suggestion was, okay, but while we're doing that, we're doing this in the city square while the other five families are standing 6 millimeters behind me, behind the camera, watching what's going on. So I'm not in everyone's bedroom doing boudoir photography.
Right.
This is out in the open and people can see it. So in my head, my thinking was, okay, what I'm going to do is I'll create one zip file with all the photos from day one. And send that off to six parents.
Right.
Not even that. I'll send it to my contact, and then she can forward the link, and I don't have to handle that. Sure. I don't need to have parents' emails. So, and then the second set I would do. So here I am doing two zip files, two links, the end. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and I think that's basically what I said. Once you refreshed my memory for how this was done, that's exactly what I would do, and then I would just leave it on them.
That dog did not hunt, Adam.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was asked to, oh, can you make a separate folder for every family?
Oh no, like what I originally said. Yeah.
And I said, well, no, I mean, because of what I said, we have multiple images. You're essentially at least doubling my post-production work.
Sure.
Now, we can do that, but I'm going to have to bill you accordingly. And be honest, would you rather pay me an extra, I don't know, couple hundred bucks minimum, or would you rather just download pictures that don't belong to you and delete them?
Right.
Like that's really how you can all save a bunch of money. Like, I don't understand. Like, everybody pretty much knows each other here. They're all present when the pictures were taken. There's no surprises. Like I said, it wasn't some secret stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fear here? Like, do you think one family is just going to use some other family's picture for their Christmas card? Like, oh yeah, here we are. Like, you know, or post it on Facebook. Like I don't understand why they would do that. So I came up with the solution. I was like, well, I had already sent out the first week's photos in one zip file. And so I thought, okay, well, then I was then asked, hey, can I do it in the separate? I said, well, here's what I can do. I will do up to the family photos, I will do all in one, and you can just pick out the ones you want. And then begrudgingly, I said, I will separate the family photos into 6 folders and send each person a link individually, which I was doing, like I said, very begrudgingly, but I will make clear next time, if you want that, you have to pay for that. Like, it was an unreasonable amount of time to do that.
Right.
I was then told, oh, she never sent the ones the week before. She wants me to do that for the other ones as well. So I had to do it 12 times.
Oh, no.
So that's the thing. And I was going to do a big giant rant about it, but I wanted to hear your thoughts on it. And realistically, because as we said last week, like we didn't say last week, but perception becomes reality. So if that's what they want, then you either do it or you let them down. Like if that's what they perceive to be a reasonable business or reasonable transaction, then you had better either do it or don't do it, but deal with the outcome. And so the cows still need to be milked. That's what we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
The client still needs to be milked here.
Yeah.
And so I have to either, you know, I'm gonna do it this time, but next time I'll make sure to say, I'm not doing that ever again.
Yeah.
Because it was stressful.
Yeah, and I totally understand on both sides. Like it's a tough one, because if I'm in your shoes where I have to do the organizing, this is ridiculous. But then I totally understand the other side of it, why you would want your own photos separated.
Would you care?
No, not me personally, but I just know it's a general concern.
Right, but if it was a bunch of 12 random families, but they all belong to the same church.
I know. It's still just where people are at with photos of their children. Mm. So, yeah, okay. I know. There's no win here. There's no easy answer. It's just, it is. It is what people feel, and there's a lot of people who are scared about, you know, posting photos. So they want those photos, but they're scared of others posting photos of their children.
Mm.
And so I think it's just, again, you can't get 12 like-minded people always who are going to believe the same about the usage of their photos. And therefore, the simplest method is to give everyone their own separate. Of course, the people who are asking for that don't recognize the extra work that creates. So, you know, it seems on their end like, oh, that's a perfectly reasonable request. Can't the internet just do that? So, you know, I see it both ways. From your end, definitely a pain in the butt.
Well, I mean, from my end, I will internalize this, and rather than complain about the client, I will then, the next client, I will inform the client.
Sure. Yeah.
So I do look at this as a failure on my part. And so that's why, even though it was begrudging, I still did it, because I was like, well, I guess now I've learned a valuable lesson. Here's how I'll do it next time. But I wonder, I can't help but wonder, just as we wrap this up, because it was like a zip file being physically sent that everybody could then download, like all 6 families would download that same zip file, is that different psychologically than if I had posted a gallery on a private link, not on Flickr?
100%. It's totally different.
Why is that? You could do the same. You could just download the whole gallery.
Well, you could, but to people, it's the fact that you have that option. And then with like-minded people that go to the same church, you would think that people would just do the right thing. But it's different when you have no choice but to download. Now, why do I have all of Timmy's photos? And Timmy has all of my photos. And Timmy's mom is going to post his photos. And we don't post on the internet. So no, 100%, it's different. Even though you're right, it's not really that different, but it's the fact that you would just scroll through and then pick out your photos, and you're not forced to download everyone. So, it's the Dropbox solves this issue, I feel, and I've done it in the past like this for large numbers and never had an issue with the gallery where you just ask them to please only download pictures of your child.
How many Germans, though?
No, it's a good question. I'm not dealing in Germans over here.
I'm only joking, because I'm thinking back to a few years ago, the last time we had a snow day, and we had like we just moved here, didn't know anybody in the village, and the toboggan hill near us was in full swing, and I brought a couple flashes out and just shot pictures of my kids, shooting really cool snow photos of my kids. And then just started shooting photos of everybody else racing their toboggan, jumping their toboggans. And ended up getting a whole bunch of cool photos that these people had never had these kind of photos taken of them before, like not tobogganing at least. And so I was like, all right, I knew like one person in the village, even though I just said none, I knew one. And I said, okay, I'm going to post these on Dropbox. Here's the link. You share the link with everybody. If anybody wants their photos, they can have them. Don't download other people's photos. And maybe because they didn't know me, I never encountered a problem. Maybe because they weren't paying. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, could be.
We'll get to the bottom. Okay, we'll take a little break here. We'll spend another hour getting to the bottom of this.
Sure.
No, that's the end of that. Okay, good takeaway. I think I'll revise how I deliver next time, or at least how I price it out, and that'll solve zero problems.
Sure.
All right, challenge for next week is the fog machine. It's Halloween's coming up. You know you got to break it out for Halloween, Adam.
All right, I got to find it.
We'll follow the smoke trail, man.
Sure, yeah.
That's the challenge for next week. I'll be doing that. Monthly challenge for October is, hey, surprise me. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. I've seen there's quite a few people already posting, and some people have offered to post multiple times just to make sure we get our minimum 12.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not counting those though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we'll still get our 12. Hopefully.
Or yeah. Bring back Exivoku.
That's the that's the only two choices.
Hashtag bring back Exivoku.
It's just hashtag BBE, which is probably a shadow band, that one. Anyways, we'll check that out on Instagram. Websites, Adam, where can people go? Nowhere. The answer is nowhere.
I'm gone.
You'll have something back up. You're going to have a single one page that will work out. That's basically going to point to your Instagram and to your daughter's new podcast. That's what's going to AdamSchwartz.ca is going to point to.
Great.
That'll be at adamschwartz.ca. Mine is at alannatridge.com, where you can find also stuff from the late 90s. And the two of us at twohosers.com, and that is current. That's where you can go to find all the thing, the photos, the links, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.